for enjoying the fellowship we have with our great God. Time to reflect on what that's all about, how it is that we can, as sinners, be welcomed into His presence. 2 Corinthians 5 says, all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, He made Him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. How is it that we sinners can be, God can not count our trespasses against us? How can that be that we as sinners, God says, I don't count that against you. He says, for our sake, He, the Father, made Him, Jesus, who knew no sin. Jesus was perfectly sinless, never had a bad thought, said a bad word, never acted self-centeredly, no pride, perfectly sinless, didn't know what it felt like to feel guilty, never felt shame for having done something that you should be ashamed of. Never had any of those experiences. No guilt. Perfectly sinless. For our sake, He, the Father, made Him, Jesus, to be sin, who knew no sin. Jesus, the sinless one, became sin in my place. I think that was some of the terror in the garden as He looked into the cup of the wrath of God against my sin, and recognizing that He would, in a few hours, in His own body on the tree, bear my sin. He said, I'm afraid. If there's any other way, I don't want to go through this. Yet not my will, but Yours be done, Father. He, looking at the prospect of feeling the guilt and shame of my sin, the sinless one, I can't fathom what that means, what that looks like for the sinless one to bear my sin, to be literally become sin. So that on the cross, He gets punished because all my sin is there in Him. And He's feeling the shame as if He had done it. He's feeling the guilt as if He had done it. He's feeling the punishment because He took that on Himself as if He had done it. The sinless Lamb of God taking my sin on Himself. That is for our sake. That is for our benefit in order to bless us. So now we can be... Jesus was rejected at the cross by His Father. My God, why have You forsaken Me? He was rejected by His Father so we could be brought near, could be reconciled to the Father. Amazing. For our sake, God made Jesus to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Just reflect on that thought, that Jesus took your place, took your sin, literally bore your sin, carried it for you, so that now you are free from it. It is paid for in full, gone forever. And now we can enjoy, through Jesus Christ, a relationship with the Father. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to give thanks because we have so much to be thankful for. And we'll pass out the bread and the juice, which is a reminder of his body broken, his blood poured out. Let's pray. Father, you are good to love us so much that you were willing to send your only Son to be our substitute, to take our place, to bear the shame and the guilt and the pain that we deserve for our sins. Thank you that for our sake, you made Jesus sin for us so that we could become righteous in him and stand before you clean and forgiven. Thank you for this bread and this juice that reminds us, Jesus, of your sacrifice on the cross for us to make us clean, to make us new. Thank you for what you did for us. Help us to remember now in Jesus' name. Jesus, thank you. Although we may never fully be able to comprehend what it meant for you to become sin, the sinless one, to become sin for me, we want to say thank you. Thank you for doing what it took so that I could be saved and look forward to eternity with you, enjoying you forever. Thank you for your body broken and for your blood poured out, washing away all my sin. Thank you in Jesus' name. His body broken for you. His blood poured out for you. Drink.